on go. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello and welcome to our commentary.
Thank you.
Oh, this amazing movie.
That is never going to listen to this. Welcome.
Yep. Probably Leslie just stump will be.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, remember 45 minutes when you said that thing to Ruby? It was really gross.
Yeah.
I don't know if I approve of that.
Yeah, like a year after I put it on YouTube, he was commenting on like DayZ videos of me shooting boards in DayZ, saying like, "Oh, Jesus. That's animal abuse, and that's not funny actually. That happens in real life, so please don't make fun of that."
I block Stomp on everything, so Stomp with Venus, I still don't want to talk to you.
Really?
Like, way in the future when you hear this Stomp, like, you'll probably still be blocked, and I probably still won't care. Anyway, movie time. Oh, if you're following along, this is the movie Filth. Apparently it's about Scotland or something. I don't really know.
It's 100% historically accurate. Creative Scotland. Never heard of them.
Does it have Cerise Ronan in it? No, she's Irish.
Yeah, she's... That's why they call her Potato.
That's rude.
It's very racist.
She does come with a potato.
That's a funny racial slur, though, since there was literally a potato famine in Ireland that killed millions of people.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about, right?
Yep.
That they actually look like potato people.
Yeah, because the famine made them all fucked up, and you can tell they've got some starvation in their genome history. Oh, feet.
Girl's obviously not from Scotland. She's attractive. And isn't, like, pudgy.
He's an Asian. You don't get Asians in Scotland. You do get lots of racists, though.
Mm.
They mostly just hate Pakis, though. Oh, it's Angus Crowe. Holy shit. This is racist in and of itself. That's what we call a Glasgow kiss in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah. There's the Glasgow kiss, which is a headbutt. The Glasgow smile, which is like the Joker, where you cut someone's mouth open along their cheeks. There's the Glasgow briefcase, where you put a brick in a plastic shopping bag and hit someone with it. And there's some other horrible, violent crime that's named after Glasgow. About sums the city up very well. Please don't break my fourth wall, please. She's gonna start narrating like in House of Cards.
This nation brought the world television, the steam engine, golf, whiskey, penicillin, and of course, the deep fried Mars bar.
God bless Scotland. Clap, clap, clap.
It is great being Scottish. We're such a uniquely successful race.
Oh, this is accurate. I think I've walked down that street. There's like BDSM stores there now, and there are people sitting around playing fucking bagpipes with the tourists.
I want to visit.
I'll take you to the BDSM stores.
Rock on.
Fuck the bolus. Get fucked. There used to be a webinar or a gif of some sort. I think, pal.
The games are always, repeat, always being played. But nobody plays the games like me. Detective Sergeant Bruce Robertson. Soon to be Detective Inspector Bruce Robertson. You just have to be the best.
He's talking about Minecraft. Realm.
Same rules apply.
That's Saoirse.
Stealth fine.
Pause for like half a second and then unpause.
Alright.
I think we'll be synced now. You're a little ahead of me. You're just a tad ahead of me.
Maybe I could just predict what was going to happen, since that's like such a Scottish thing to do.
Maybe.
Right. Let's say you suggest women in Scotland. Fart.
He's a Japanese male. He's early 20s. Yes, Peter?
Sorry, Bush. Just think. Just a wee point. Maybe we shouldn't stigmatise the guy by calling him a victim. Could be chinky bastard's dead.
Actually, I think the scientific term is a nip.
That was Zipperhead. Look at all those man lips. Heather Scotland.
He's 5'1", that's his height. He's on Manlet Patrol. Starting with my main rival for the inspector's job, Peter Ingalls. Ingalls is what they call metrosexual. Oh, fucking helmet. Dance. But what I call a fucking buffdy.
There was no positive ID that D.S. Lennox has been down at the murder scene. Ray
Lennox. Once I heard my sister use the term buffdy and she was embarrassed, I heard her since she tries to be very PC. Now that's Scottish. Interested in trying to bang the office secretary than any kind of career advancement, he'll still have to be publicly humiliated. 20-1.
Official policy at the moment is... Yes, Gus.
What is the party line, boss?
Gus Bane. Bit of a long shot because he's not the
Bane?
Still on the ball. But then when did a single figure IQ hold anybody back in the police force?
Simply. Yeah, fuck the police.
In accordance with the description which Detective Drummond will presently hand out to you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
I've seen her in stuff before, and it's going to annoy me. I think that's Imogen Poots, maybe?
Yeah, that's her name. Imogen.
Yeah, boy. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
She's is she really Scottish?
Let me look it up on Wikipedia. Yep, Imogen Poots. I saw her in the fucking awful Need for Speed movie with fucking Jesse Pinkman.
Yo, Xbox.
Find me a career. Xbox, find me a career. No, she's from London. James McAvoy, the main guy, is from Scotland, though. I like him. He's good. Docile chap might impress the boss, but it doesn't impress my fucking hangover. I have got news for this herd of donkeys. There's only one horse can win this race, and that horse is Bruce, the stallion, Robertson.
Right! Crack on, mate! Quick word, Bruce.
Yes, boss.
Things are pretty stretched around here until we get the new DI position filled. I want you to head up the case. I'll be around for Toby tied up with other stuff, so you'll effectively be acting inspector. Without the remuneration, of course. All leave, unfortunately, will be cancelled. But it'll stand you in good stead for the promotion.
Cancelled by some of the... It's very weird to hear Scottish accents in movies. I'm so used to hearing American accents and only hearing Scottish accents in real life.
There's really nothing more seductive to a woman than power.
My first wall.
Other than money.
When Bruce gets his promotion, I won't be able to keep my hands off him.
Well, yeah, but that implies money.
Detective Inspector Robertson.
Well, I have power in RubyNet and it's losing me money, so... But the bitch is still off me, so maybe she's right.
Yeah, I guess.
Promotion? What's the alternative, eh? Give up my holidays for some murdered Jap kamikaze...
It's like elves. I can make those jokes because you can't hear this.
Yeah, fuck off, elves. Fucking hell. Tag team on that thing.
Have you even started yet, baby cock?
Root beer's life. Achilles heel. I make a point in remembering my associates once.
You are like an animal, eh? Here we go. Here comes the scheming wee bastard now. Jesus Christ, look at the face and that wee lassie. That's a stoke the boss situation if ever I saw one.
It's a curvy little arsonet on me. Never you mind the curvy little arsonet, Ray. It's a bit fucking young, no?
Oh, she's borderline, man. Come on.
Borderline. Ah, do you like me, lassie?
TV thread.
Borderline, is it? 40 sheets at 5-1. Come on. Go, 5-1.
You're right enough. You're right enough, man.
You've got absolutely no bottle, mate. And that is exactly why a Lennox is...
A bottle means courage in Scotland. So, like, you would say, have you lost your bottle? That means, have you lost your courage and you're pissing out or something.
I suppose educational.
I'm guessing it's since you get more courage, the more you drink out of an alcoholic bottle, and that's the only bottles you get in Scotland.
hardest firm in this city really is, okay? Nobody steams in like the Edinburgh Police. Go.
A firm is a football club.
Yeah.
And they're usually associated with violent crimes from their fans.
Are you reading this, or are you just saying
no,
this?
No, I'm telling you.
You sound like a Wikipedia article.
Yeah. I'm the Wikipedia in disgusting Scottish culture. Looks like he's wanking him off. That's how you get someone's attention in Scotland. You wank your friend off through their mailbox and they see the spam and come and answer the door. This is saying hello in Scotland. Oh, he's gonna fuck her a bit.
My father's a very well respected lawyer, you know.
Does that make me then? How old are we?
16.
ID?
16 is the age of consent in Scotland.
What a country.
Yeah, it's called being free. Free to fuck kids. Paul Walker didn't do anything wrong.
Stephanie Donaldson. In relation to Conrad Donaldson.
Can you get high on fucking asthma medication?
Yeah, you can.
Really? My dad has lots of inhalers. Fucking nerd.
I wouldn't suggest it for your first trip, really.
Okay. I'm guessing it's like huffing anything. It just like deprives oxygen from your brain and you get a little lightheaded and...
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Oh boy. The nick is called being arrested or going to jail or prison. This is how you bribe police officers in Scotland. You suck them off. I've done this before. Plot hole, the age of consent in Scotland is 16.
Oh, this has been Jewardized by Hollywood.
Legalize cunny now. A grasser is a snitch or a rat, someone who informs on their friends.
Jesus, I'm glad you're here. It's like, you need to do like subtitles for this movie.
I've heard that before. I've seen Highland Cows compared to Alison Ritchie, though, Mundy's wife. Someone did a side-by-side comparison. It's like, yeah, a big fat ginger beast. Smoking is bad for you and you shouldn't do it.
I said, turn off my gas, Carl. Go.
Oh, fuck yes. Go. I was just thinking, people who huff things, why don't they just choke themselves? But I guess he's done that too. Waifu vision. Uh-oh.
What?
Nothing wrong with that.
Was
all just games, isn't it? Sad, silly wee games. It's a test, if you will. A test which you have sadly and miserably failed.
Why are you saying all this? Why did you call me by your wife's name? You said you love me, not Carol.
I need you to take a good long hard think about what feelings actually are, okay? Because if you want me to fix your head, easy peasy, Japanesey. But only you, only you can get in touch with your heart.
I've heard people say that in the
life. Fucking, if you want a shagging and a riding, I'm your man. However, I've got to inform you.
She looks like Lisa.
A little bit sorted, but I can only imagine how much this would hurt poor old Dougie if he found out. He's on fucking bed, Christ.
Just please.
He's not a big guy.
As well, Rubble. It's killing me because I can't even prove it. Some detective, me, eh?
Listen, listen, listen. Your Chrissy is about as loyal as they come.
Yeah, I'll fuck off.
Come on now, come on. And cheer the fuck up. You know you're the favourite for the chief inspector position.
You reckon? You're lucky. Carol's great. She's a real beauty as well.
Aye. I'd say you're right on that.
You two still as happy as ever?
Couldn't be happier.
How old?
Seven. Stacey's seven.
Stacey, aye.
What has he got, yeah, doesn't he?
Thus.
And before he molests her, isn't he?
Come on, sheriff's in town.
That's normal, Scotland.
That stuff, huh? That'll do nicely. How's that wife of yours keeping then?
Every day is Valentine's Day.
And you'd be Cupid, eh?
I'm the very boy, Robo.
Some man, some man.
I'm the very boy.
Ah, well, I better be going home then, boys.
Right, and off, take care of yourself then, Paul.
What's up, Will?
Never got a good word to say about anybody, that guy.
Ducky, go.
Stabbed in the back without even thinking about it.
Did you just say he was Catholic?
Yeah, he did.
You don't get very many Jews in Scotland, so that's what you say to, if you want to hate on someone and imply they're a Catholic.
Between them is going to be
you, maybe me.
That's right, my friend.
You think Bill Lennox is running with the hounds and hunting with the elves?
You serious?
Oh, better keep a beady eye on that, wee bastard. Don't want him spoiling the old promotion chances.
Christ, no.
All TV shows and movies should have moments where the main character looks at the camera. I like it.
I think that needs to be a necessity.
One time when I was in Edinburgh, I gave some money to a homeless guy to impress my friend, and about 30 fucking seconds later, a guy comes up and gives him some more money, and he gives the guy like a plastic baggie full of drugs, so I donated to a drug dealer by accident.
Mm.
Unfortunately, he didn't give me some drugs. I guess he recognised last guy.
Ever since your granddaddy took you as a wee laddie, blah blah, fish and shite. Job centre's that way, Santa, sweetheart. Merry Christmas anyway, Paul. Yeah, it's going to be a cold one, mind you. Have a nice day. Oh, 2-1, you fucking beauty. Come on.
I'm CIA.
Please, do something. Come on, Colin. Colin, look at me, Colin, come on.
Angie.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
a fucking ambulance down here! Somebody phone an ambulance!
When's the set? Doesn't anyone know mobile phones?
I think it's modern day.
Have you been since our last consultation, Bruce? No problems, I presume, eh?
Yeah, it's hard to tell since Scotland is such like a... It looks like an Eastern Bloc, ex-Soviet hellhole or something, so it's hard to date. Like, if people are just walking down the street, it could be fucking 1940, it could be 40 years in the future, who knows.
Christmas to you too, eh?
Well, thank you for that, Bruce.
This movie's great because it's got people from Scotland and all the music's from America.
Paul watches porn. Oh, it's Michael Fassbender. That was a
what?
Deep cinematic reference you wouldn't get. Michael Fassbender plays this character in a movie he's doing. And you never see his face, he has the mask on the entire time. Tell me about Fassbender, why does he wear the mask?
That's right.
Because they're doing a movie of this guy.
Hmm.
I have no idea who that guy is, but apparently he's like a cultural phenomenon in the UK and I've never heard of him before I read about that movie. I've had just about enough. She'd been huffing helium.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
You're pathetic.
Do you
like to take it up the bum, Bunty?
I told you that nonsense.
Are you really little Frank?
Little Frank.
Who's little Frank?
I'm not talking anymore, Bunty. I've got...
Is that you, Mum?
Oh, it's my mum.
No, I'm not talking to dirty prostitutes again, Mum. You can't have the...
Scott claps.
That concludes the formal part of this evening's proceedings and our meeting.
This is the Illuminati, the official government of Scotland. Oh, Peter Glasses.
Like you guys have that much fucking power.
You determine the future of sheep shearing. It's a very dark and murky underworld. There's an official sport here called speed sheep shearing, where they see who can shear a sheep fastest.
Oh,
it's not a joke.
And
people do it on a stage, and the crowd gathers around and cheers them on.
They go wild.
Yeah. And that's why the crowd's been so good for me, Bruce. Everyone's accepted. Enough of that shite. Are you getting any at home, Blitzy? Well, that's how things happen. I've got a six-year-old daughter for you. Frank Corley just won't stop founding Bunty, and it's affecting her. You know, the thing about women, you have to shag them regularly. You keep them fucked, man. They will do absolutely anything for you. Actually, two things. Well shod, well shagged. And that's what you do with your wife, Bruce.
Of course it fucking is. See, these marriage counselling fucking spastics, they will tell you a load of shite. The root of any marital problem is always, always sexual. If you're no fucking the woman you're with, it opens this vacuum, which sure as fuck some other cunt is going to come and fill with several inches of prime Scottish beef, probably. Can you see if she's not doing the same for you? You can get it somewhere else, just like that.
I must say I'm looking forward to our little trip to Hamburg.
Me too, Paul.
Some nice museum.
Prostitutes. Of all colours, shapes and sizes. Slunch.
Typical hypocrite racist who wants to race mix himself but doesn't want black woman fucking white woman. Shout out to Banny who moans at me about race mixing all the time and then talks about how hot Asian girls are.
Hey, you can't lurk the boards.
No, he tells me this directly. I don't check the boards. I only check if she is.
I see my place on the weekend.
Okie dokie. Fucking
hell. Oh, on your own tonight then, Brother Robertson.
No, thankfully not, Brother Tom. I just popped in to see Clifford Blades. You just missed him.
Well, aren't you and Brother Blades becoming quite the bosom buddies?
Oh,
Lords of a feather and all that.
Talking of Brother Blades, are those useless clowns from Uniform found this pervert who keeps holding his wife?
Regrettably not, sir, no.
Spartan. Look, would you mind overseeing it, Bruce? I wouldn't normally ask. With some.
Is that the woman with the helium voice he was just talking to, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
Important benefactor to the Lodge, this Cliff of Blades. And what's good for the Lodge is good for the poesy. And another little brownie point for the promotion, Brother Robertson.
Hush, hush, sir. Hush, hush. This you leave Mr. and Mrs. Blades in my safe hands, okay, Brother Tom?
Everyone in Scotland also has shit cars, so it's hard to date them. Oh, it's his wife. That's a normal noise in Scotland.
Fucking zoo shit. So tacky.
Bruce. Yep.
Detective friend I was telling you about it. Well, well. Clifford, you never told me you were hiding such a beautiful specimen. You are punching above your weight, chump.
You're the one who's taking Clifford on this Mason's weekend to Scarborough, right?
I am taking him to Scarborough. It's a pleasure to meet you, Bunty. Please, to business. I understand how unsettling these prank calls must be to you, but I would ask you to be brave. I've dealt with this kind of
stuff. Was he even putting on a fake voice when he was doing it?
No. Everybody in Scotland sounds the same.
Yeah.
I'm going to encourage him, okay? If I know this guy, like I think I know this guy, he's going to like that. So I need you to indulge him a little bit.
Does this guy like being cockholded or something?
But your uniform colleague said not to encourage him.
He's the one who's cuckolding and everyone else.
It usually makes it difficult to stop. However, if you're wanting a man caught,
I want him caught.
He's the bull, I think the professional term in cuckolding community is. Not that I'd know.
Well, in that case, I suggest you play along. Tell me something about yourself. What you like. Up the stakes. Like hunting. I'm hunting. We'll nail this slimy bastard for you, Clifford. No danger. Bunty, we're going to get him. I can promise you that. Now, I want you to look after that brave, brave woman.
Oh, I will, Bruce, I will.
I can't tell you how grateful I am, Bruce.
Oh, you just thank your hubby, dear. Old friends in high places, eh, Bloody Boy?
Well, hubby. That makes me think of a fucking obnoxious bitch, and I don't like it. Police cars have also looked like that for fucking 20 years. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Subtle cinematic reference there. Not sure if you got it. Only patricians would get that.
Oh, okay.
It's still subtle.
Dusted on surveillance.
Good. The political thing has died a death now, and the people have got bored with it. A wog's a wog for all that, eh, Brother Robertson?
It's a wog.
I'm not sure.
Right. About my cycling trip to Germany, sir.
Oh, can't say I'm pulling handkerchiefs out of my arse at the prospect, but I suppose a few days wouldn't be too far behind. Well, what's Carol have to say about you going away so close to Christmas?
Oh, her and Stacey are just looking forward to their big presents. I always bring them back something nice, so it was never any trouble.
You're the boss at home then, Robert.
Man of our fucking house, I'm on.
I thought he was about to look at the camera there. Why does he have an elastic band around his arm? He's been doing some heroin or something.
That's a totally thing. I don't know what it's for, but I see one. We're doing heroin in a fucking Scotland.
Every time a woman drops her trousers, her
promotion. Every time a man drops theirs, disciplinary action. Where's the equality in that?
Bingo. There's the fucker we're after.
No, no, just you wait there, Gus, okay? No point going in mob on you.
Okay.
Wow, that place looks miserable.
Yep. The murder scene at the start there reminded me of a time a woman told me about her son getting bullied, where Neds would come up to him. He was Asian, and they would say, like, come on, mate, show us the fucking ching chong, show us your kung fu, mate. And they'd do this all the time. When he wouldn't do it, they'd beat him up. So I told her that he should just really take kung fu classes, and that would solve the problem.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, maybe he did, and that inspired this movie.
Do I know you from somewhere?
No. No, you don't.
I remember going into a Scottish flower shop and looking for flowers so I could take pictures and show you. And the girl asked me, oh, is it from? I said, oh, my girlfriend. And she said, what's her favourite colour? I said, purple. So there you go.
No.
Was it rape?
This is a turn in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to pick the flowers up.
Well, what was the funeral today, eh?
Yeah.
Right, is that your wreath? The one that says Dad?
Yeah.
I thought it was her husband or something. In Scotland, it's normal to be both.
How many kids have you got?
Just one. The wee boy.
Turned into a horror movie.
Oh wow, I wonder if he's got a dark past or something. Thanks for being so subtle about it.
No, if it turns out he, like, raped the kid to death or something. It's not his son or whatever. You what, mate? Turning into fucking Manhunter or something. If Bad Lieutenant has taught me anything with Nick Cage, it's that fucking cocaine makes you hallucinate even worse.
Ah, Bruce, I hear you have a pain, yeah?
There we go.
Oh, a pain indeed, Doctor. And would this pain be one of your physical pains, yes?
No, Doctor.
I am a big boner.
Well, the final destination of the pain recovery trade is self-help via abstinence, Bruce, eh?
Already booked my seat in advance. Super saver all the same.
No more cocaine and chips suppers for Bruce, eh?
Those items were previously favourites of the detective sergeant, of course they were.
What of this promotion, eh?
A mere formality, I'm sure.
Only champions can rewrite history, yes?
Yes, I've always believed it's the winning that's important, not the taking part.
Only winners are more attractive to the opposite sex, Bruce, eh? Like our successful friend here, the
I thought that was in the movie.
Yes?
I also thought those were sperm.
Trust, Bruce?
Yeah, that's what they look like.
In Scotland, that's how we reproduce. We give our partners tapeworms.
Aye,
Who's that?
Oh, one of his rivals at the office, I think. That's the feeling you get when you leave someone some neg rep.
Something which, well, let's just see, questions your sexuality. Oh, there's always something or other. Will it bother me any more, Bruce?
Sorry.
Oh, come on, man. You elected me your union representative, so I have to let it bother me. And I can't have your character defamed in this outrageous manner any longer. I'm going straight to talk.
No, you're all right, Bruce. I'll just go clean it off.
Somebody is playing silly birdies in the house. I just hope I don't find out. Gaffer, I want you to come see some more of this disgusting graffiti that's been written about poor Peter Ingalls.
I don't have time for everything.
As Fed Rep, I don't have time to see a fellow officer humiliated.
Of course. Listen, Robbo. Peter isn't...
What, sir? You're going to have to be careful what you say here, sir.
He isn't... like the graffiti said. Is he?
He is or isn't. He's entirely his own business. But he's being harassed. And we operate a non-discriminatory policy on the grounds of sexual orientation.
But he can't be sexually harassed if he's not really...
sexually harassed. Rolf Harris. You know who Rolf Harris is?
No.
Okay, he's an Australian who got pretty famous in Britain for doing, like, children's TV presenting and... painting, and apparently invented an instrument where he just waggles a board and it makes a woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo sound. It turned out that he was a paedophile and he's been done for molesting kids. So now whenever anyone says you're being harassed, think of Rolf Harris.
Well.
What the fuck am I?
Gratitude. See, this is the wonderful thing about being Polish, right? It doesn't really matter if anybody hates your guts as long as they settle to your fucking face. Same rules apply, darling. Same rules apply. See, Maisie here would teach you things your mother wouldn't.
I only do it for love, now, son.
Change your mind, I hear this is the boy for the job, getting quite the reputation as a young stallion, aren't you, Paul? Yeah? Right, we better be off, ski. Get the Christmas party. Christ, I never thought I'd see the day when I left a Norton shop with more spunk than I came in.
I bet he's going to just in the horrible with that pit in someone's tears.
I tell you, Gus, this is the only kind of networking I don't mind doing with the Indian community.
Why, too long.
Party games, I remember when I used to work in Sydney, we played this party game at the Crimble Party.
What was that then?
Oh no, listen, there's ladies present, Karen, so I better not say.
Come on, Robert, don't start something you can't fucking finish.
Come on, Bruce.
Okay then, Raimondo, what we would do is all the men would go to the photocopying room, one by one of course, no offence if that's your thing, and what they'd do is we would photocopy an image of our wedding tackle. And then one of the Sheilas would pin it to a notice board.
Then be up, we need to ask any of the thousands of Australian people in the forums if this is true. Time to make some dick threads. This is what I've seen a web of. He's a big guy. Bane's a big guy. Rootbeer. Rootbeer would lose at this game. And I would win. Smart man. Oh, this is the real actor's junk.
No, certainly not.
Big guy for you. Rip me out. You're a big guy.
I'm a big guy for you.
What are you?
Fuck me with that horse's cock.
Troubled hard. Sure, there's lots of people on the farm who send Kyle's pictures of my penis and they're disappointed when they meet up with them in an hour.
Go photocopy your dick for me.
Here we go, lads, another round.
Who the fuck is that?
Peter! Peter!
This is Barry when Keith shows up on the phone.
Such a long time, sweetie. Where have you been hiding? Brought some friends along, I see.
Who the fuck are you? Yeah, I don't know this guy.
Realise it was that kind of scene. Oh, Peter can be so sensitive.
Oh, I don't fucking know you.
Okay.
Hey, come on, man.
I don't know the guy, Ray.
Well, he seems to know you.
You wrote that fucking shite on the toilet wall, didn't you?
And I fucked probably one of your fucking boyfriends.
Oh, you disgust me. Get your face off my cock. Get off me, you fucking cocksucker!
Don't even think about defending Gilman. Well, I'm going to have to consider my position in that one, Bob. Bruce, things are bloody difficult for me at the moment with this murder case nuisance. On top of that, not only is there a latent Nazi racist homophobe, but a bloody Jesse boy in the hat of the inspector's
boy. Bloody Jesse boy.
Brother Ingalls here, because if you are,
how can we have someone of his disposition leading fellow officers? Policy or no bloody policy? I won't pretend I don't find the idea of two men doing it to each other totally disgusting. But that's by the way.
I still don't see what that's going
to be. Oh, come on, Bruce. How can you have confidence in a man who is constantly undressing you with his eyes, masturbating over images of you? Could it just be a compromise?
Surely that's a bit caveman, Bob. You know, in some parts of the country, the force even advertise in the gay press. No?
This isn't some parts of the country. This is Scotland, by Christ.
Going to jerk off to his little girl or something.
Me and Bruce play these break-up make-up games, but it only makes our hearts grow fonder. In a sense, we're always together because nothing.
She has her hair like Scarlett Johansson under the skin, so I'm going to pretend it's like a crossover or something.
Can break our delicious communion.
There's only 5 movies that have been set in Scotland and they're all in the same canon.
Preston.
Merci, Fraulein, merci.
But heterosexual sex need not imply an attitude of misogyny. I read in one of Bunty's magazines that 20% of heterosexual couples enjoy anal sex, but only 50% of homosexual couples do.
Oh, what are you saying? That half the fucking poofs walking about down there don't actually do each other up the fucking arsehole?
Bruce, I'm only telling you what the article said.
I've heard that from Stephen Fry. Apparently just, what did Stephen Fry call it? Axillophilia or something?
I've heard that from Stephen, yeah.
And black women, so where does that leave them? Up the fucking spout without a blowjob. That's where I fall.
Well, unless it's the white women who they're referring to, who are actually performing the fellatio.
Let me tell you something, Blitty. Only a white butt who was not right in the fucking head would even think about going with one of them.
Paul Thread. This is what Barry messages me on a daily basis about white women sucking off black men and how he hates it. He's jealous.
Fish market, Yakta, Hans, Albers, and FC Sydney.
Typical Scottish people on holiday.
Get into the fucking index and look up fucking Fanny. The red light district. Need to take a picture of what a cunt looks like.
Yeah, he's gonna molest him. He's taking the pedo glasses, so he'll be able to find child prostitutes easily.
The cinematography is so great.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's me when I take my glasses off.
Some spice!
Is this a real prostitute?
Arschfecken, me and her, 50.
Arschfecken, 50.
Thanks very much. Hey, Brimhilda.
Thankfully now I know how to say arse fucking in German.
I'm a Gemini.
Can I just have a glass of water?
Not at all, I've got something else in mind for you.
Here. Look at these two.
Fucking buffties, disgusting. Absolutely fucking...
Uh-oh.
Disgusting.
Will it be rape?
Never seen the attraction of it myself.
Cheers, Paul.
He's literally gonna rape him. What a rape? Or he's gonna get him raped. That's what a normal Scottish person looks like. It's very attractive for a Scottish person.
Solid 7.
Healthy fucking dude.
Looking to get his ass kicked.
Scarlett Johansson from Under the Skin. I thought I was going to try to be like a transvestite or something.
Yeah, me too.
Which is disappointing, it wasn't. Ivy. That's the sound of a good actor getting their bollocks out in a movie.
Bravo, Noah. You have to pay for that.
I wanted to, see me. Take a seat. As you obviously know, Bruce, Amanda took a lead role in the murder investigation in your absence. I have decided, after some deliberation, that this should remain the case.
You've got to be fucking joking me.
Beg your pardon?
Are you deaf?
I expect you to give her your full
are you else?
Since you've been away, the media have taken an interest again. Press relations is exactly the kind of area that Amanda here is strong in. Amanda, can you please brief Bruce on the latest developments?
Yes, Bob.
Gus has already filled me in, so there's really no need.
Gus isn't on the ball, Bruce!
Okay then, Mandy, fire away.
We're going to have to bring in Gorman for questioning.
I'm not so sure that's a good idea then, Mandy. You see, he's a hardened criminal, and with a lawyer like Conrad Donaldson behind him, could go either way.
Nice cycling trip, Bruce.
Enough with the idle banter. Shall we crack on with a case?
Maybe start by finding this blonde witness you forgot to tell us about.
He's a crafty bastard we're dealing with. We need hard evidence.
Just go and get something. Yeah.
Just another subtle movie reference there.
Bruce, can I have a word?
Of course you can, sweetheart.
This classic movie you probably haven't seen. Unless you're a true partition of movies.
Raper. Raper.
Maybe in a wee minute. Continue this later. Maybe a wee bit of privacy, Peter.
He's so pretty.
What, the little boy?
No, fuck you. He stoned off his tits, Mum. USA! USA! USA!
Where's the blue?
Rolled up.
Oh yeah, unfurl it and there'll be some stars and blue this. Need to put that in like pickup artist technique books, like pretend to give a man CPR but let him die and then fuck his wife.
Fuck. Yeah.
I just laughed in her face and then I fucked off. What do you think of that?
Aye, nice job, man.
Aye. These young ones, right? These fucking young ones.
Wee kiddies. Cunning.
I really want to get on in the department, right?
Telescope for spying on women undressing.
Don't know, Ray. All depends on how good you are, doesn't it?
I mean, I even thought about applying for the inspector's job. No, but I just thought it was a good idea to get some practice with the, you know, with the selection procedures. What do you think?
Unzips his flag.
Right, can't do any harm, you know, flying up a kite just so they know who Ray fucking Lennox is, eh? You need to watch some sly bastards.
I thought he said Ron Paul there, but he said you on your own, Paul.
You need to watch some sly bastards. Like him. Gus. Gus Bane.
Bane?
He's always been a...
Bane?
Watch what you say about Bonnie Prince Charlie here when Gus Bain is around. Do you understand me?
You know, I wouldn't say anything about the chant to anybody, you know. But I will definitely watch what I fucking say around that slang or fucking grass now, eh? You can't fucking
great divide. Especially in the middle of this bunch of freaks.
Typical Scottish party.
Well, you can look, but you can't touch.
That's what rape was invented for.
Mm-hmm. There's only one person that can have me. Although, if he really wants me, he'll have to get that promotion. Time waits for no man.
Awesome plot device that will work after she doesn't fucking care.
Bravo, whoever made this movie. Bravo, Scotland.
Jacking off?
Yep. Now they're revealing out of sun, isn't they? He's a connoisseur. That's what he's fapping to. Can I have phone sex with his daughter?
You've been thinking about me a lot, haven't you, Bunty?
No way, it's the grown woman. I thought it was all kids' voice.
Yeah, okay.
They told you to ignore me, though.
Oh, yes, they fucking did. But, this is, so much more fun,
right? This is a surrogate, honey.
Yeah. Went after her for the little girl was.
Would you like to see my cock?
I'd like to do more than that, Frank.
Uh-oh, rumbled. Oh wait, that's not his name. That was the fake name he gave him.
In her what?
I missed it. What did she say?
I would like you to put your cock inside of my fucking beautiful body.
This needs to be a web. Best sex you know. I thought he was going to kill her there, but
no.
More under the skin scenes. I only just got that this was like a fantasy, not his real wife.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't realise they were separated. I thought this was literally like his wife.
That's what our sex club was about. Bruce knows that our wee games and flirtations only serve to strengthen our love by making it confront its true nature. I'm a better person now. Different person.
Fado. Tired of drifting, searching, shifting from town to town. Oh. Every time I slip and slide a little further down. I I was about to see my lady in Tiffy's fedora.
The fuck was that? It was David's soul in the middle of a fucking movie. That's who that was.
This is how Scottish people wake up. Snow. Just as planned.
Merry Christmas, Robo!
Same to you, Gus. Same to you.
So what's your plans then?
The usual family kite and all that.
Me too!
You what, mate? Was turning into an elephant pie your plan?
You're a big elephant.
Don't you happy Christmas me. Come again? You're the state you're in, Bruce. You're a disgrace to the force. This murder case is still hanging over us, and you haven't even managed to find the Blade's phantom phone caller. I am quickly becoming the laughingstock of the Lodge, and you're just about to lose any chance you ever had of this promotion.
No. I know who the pervert is, sir. It's Clifford Blades. It's Clifford Blades himself, sir. I'll get you proof.
He needs to watch Fargo to learn how to frame someone. This is Professor Xavier discovering his psychic powers from X-Men.
Nerd reference. Oh. Bravo, really.
Do you want?
It wasn't my...
My hands are a little dirty.
Jesus Christ, really? Don't worry. So is my dead son.
Wanted to drop your present off anyway because I'm going to England to see my parents. Mother's not very well. Auntie's not best pleased, lovely girlie. This creep just won't stop phoning her.
No, I never got you anything.
Doesn't matter.
I thought he was like dead in Germany from an overdose, but I guess he's alright.
Good to see someone.
Good to see you.
And any whiskey? Cheerio.
No, best one, I'm dry.
You fucking sit down, man. You'll stay over here tonight and you'll go tomorrow, okay?
Won't your wife mind?
She's at her mum's. Got mum's in Aviemore.
All plugged to the last legs with a heart disease.
Sorry to hear that.
Nah, don't fucking worry about it. Stupid slag brought it on herself. See the amount of chocolate, booze and fag she consumes, it is fucking criminal.
What about your daughter?
Yes, that's enough of the family pish!
Pish means piss in Scottish.
Piss?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a cheeky wee... single malt here for you.
For
only
you.
For the developed palate. 49 years old. Oh, Merry Christmas and all that shit. Well, I suppose one between friends couldn't hurt. Happy Christmas.
Is it?
How are you getting on with that whiskey then, Blizzy?
Feel a bit tipsy, Bruce.
Manchester!
You do it, man.
No. Oh, come on, get a try.
No, really.
Oh, come on, it's Christmas time, man. Oh, come on, don't be such a fucking spoilsport, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Frank Steinbottom. I'm Frank Steinbottom.
Just as planned. Bravo, Fassbender.
So why did he record him?
Because that was like the alias he's using when he's doing the prank cars, trying to be that guy.
Oh.
Too deep for you. Bravo, Nolan.
I thought he was just like recording him and like they're posting on his Facebook and like embarrassing him all the time and get a bunch of likes that he didn't want. And then he'd have to like shut down his Facebook for 6 months or something. But okay.
Maybe some more advanced troll than that.
Seem to let it get to you, do you?
That's what I tried to make him think, but, you know, it hurts terribly. I just wish Clifford could be as strong as
your what, mate?
What?
It's just, I think Cliff might be your phantom phone caller.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Frank Steinbottom. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Frank Steinbottom. Frank Steinbottom.
Oh, my God.
Me to call you by your little brother's name, Davey, yes? Baby brothers, Bruce. Such a nuisance. But you were supposed to look out for little brother Davey, yes?
No, I wasn't.
It was your idea to steal the Kobo, yes?
No, that was Davey's idea.
The added incentive of trying to please your father. Let's climb the coal mountain, you said.
I said, just little boys playing games, Doctor.
The games, Bruce. The games. The same rules apply, though. I'm the king of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Then you pushed him off.
I never knew a fucking
name.
No, I didn't.
Just a brotherly shove. Brotherly love, a brotherly shove. Because we Davey was better at everything than his big brother, the other laddie. That's what they used to say in the village. Davey Robertson and the other laddie. You're still just the other laddie, aren't you?
You fucker!
Fuck off, you sap, as you push him down the slag pile. He's at the bottom screaming for help as the black stuff rushes down, smothering your brother underneath.
No, I tried to save him.
Then the man you call father crouching beside the body of his real son. This thing killed him. This bastard spawn of the devil killed my laddie. You are filth.
No.
This is like one of those threads where they put the title of the movie in the line. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're like, you can say like, oh wow, this movie looks the return of the king.
Watch that. Bilbo. That's the Desolation of Smog in IMAX 3D.
Trademark. Russ, you truly did become true detective.
Really had his own Shawshank Redemption.
Rape. You're the kind of sad case that preys on weak, stupid women in order to boost your own shattered ego. What about Karen the other night at the Christmas party? She was wasted, Bruce.
Well, she shouldn't have fucking drunk then, should she? She wanted a drink. So
rape culture. Rape culture.
Trigger warning.
You're like a fucking rapist.
Jesus. Scum.
Hey,
you're a lesbian.
I'm not a bloody lesbian, Bruce. I have a boyfriend, and he's far younger than you, and he's far more intelligent than you, and he's far better endowed than you, Mr. Photocopier Enlargement.
You fucking say!
Fucking rape. Hit me, Bruce! Rape. You're gonna Raper. Hit me, Bruce! Yeah?
Why is she being such a bitch? I don't understand. Because she took a because he took advantage of her friend?
Yeah. She's a Tumblr user. explains it.
You sicken me. You repulse me. Can I make that any fucking plainer?
Rape her. Rape.
I wasn't gonna hurt you.
Rape.
Don't mean it.
That you seem to imagine yourself to be. Like, Christ only knows what that is.
I used to be good at this job, Amanda. I used to be a good person.
Yeah, I heard that. You've got a wife, Bruce.
Yeah.
Got any kids?
I think my family have left me. I don't know. I can't remember why. You see, there's something wrong with me. There's something seriously wrong with me.
I'm a Scottish person.
In my head.
I don't know.
Yeah, what, mate?
I'm in charge of this investigation. Don't you ever fucking forget
that. No, I'm in charge here.
You're supposed to be my mate.
We are mates, Bruce. You're my best friend, Bruce. You're my best friend. Why'd you bully me, Bruce? Why'd you do? Because I can't fucking help myself.
Let me rape.
Sheep!
now he's gonna fuck him.
The only thing that Scottish people can't harm. It's like they're kryptonite. They've still got part of them. Like 95% of the economy. Other 5% being alcohol.
And they'll have 100% being heroin.
Find out this, Bruce. You could take the humiliation of that and get suspended.
How's that my fault? That's all your fault.
God, this place fucking stinks.
I just need you to fucking leave.
Come on.
gonna turn off the gas here.
No, Lisa, get out of my fucking thread. Kill her, kill her, kill her, kill her. Kill her. Will it be
fucking hard, you silly new piff! Come on! Get it!
Fuck me with that Moses cock!
Bro.
This is the farm. The end.
So, you're crying like a wee laddie.
Was it rape?
You're not fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know
oh, jeez.
I'm not well.
What's wrong with you, man?
I hear voices, Chrissy. See things all the time. Do you ever hear that?
What are you on about? Whatever it is you're taking, you want to lay off it. Life's cruel, Bruce. Life's cruel.
People ask me, Carol, how do you and Bruce keep the spice in your marriage? Well, I tell them it's really simple. I'm just the ultimate tease.
Me and Bruce, we're not that different. We know what we want. We know how to get it. Like this promotion.
Oh, no, this is typical Scottish stuff. Me and my sister's room.
The Robertson household is
not shaving your legs first. Big.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Casual cross-dressing. Did you know? Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? What a twist.
You come over here, right, sweetheart?
This is good undercover work.
Can't resist the trap threats. Oh, don't post me, the mother ban you.
I knew I'd seen you before. The fucking rake for the tunnel.
What a twist! An amazing fucking twist, the best twist ever. Not shaving first.
My husband is Detective Sergeant Bruce Robertson.
Will it be rape again? This is Ellie Babe's life. Did they really need to get him off the street and take him into a car and... Oh, I thought they were just going to kill him on the street after taking him off another street.
You can't kill him.
No, it's getting to the end. You can kill the main character of a movie, unlike TV shows.
We have to go all the way with this pig. You know what that means, Archie?
Hey, hold on, right. Wait a minute. You can't waste a cop, man.
I'm fine.
You said you were going to...
Technical term is nip, actually.
Legends tell no tales. Contorts the place with a pig in it. What's left of him?
Smoky bacon, man. Get your fucking hands off us, stop!
You fucking die. I want to hear you squeal.
Don't you leave this fucking room! Will you fucking close that door, fuck!
Why didn't you arrest us when you had the chance? Scared they'd find out you're a fucking queer. Just you and me, detective.
He's gonna transform into his pig farm and kill him. He should seduce him! Billy Babe's life. Classical kiss.
There's no blood on it.
You see, I've always hated you fucking pigs. But not in the normal way, your average low-life scum like me hates them. You see, I've always hated them in a special way.
Now he's going to put the wig on him and rifle him or something.
You're different to me, Al. I'll make an honest woman of you, yeah?
Oh, she's going to be raping me out again.
You thought you could take me, eh? You sick, sexy, you panty.
He's going to have to fuck him so well that he's too exhausted to kill him.
You gonna bite his tongue? Yeah.
Trans power. Take that, you cis bigot.
Cis scum.
Hashtag social justice warrior. In Scotland, when there's fireworks, the Neds put them through people's letterboxes and throw them inside their cars and put them in the postbox and stuff.
Hey, of course he wants to talk to the gay guy now.
I just wanted to keep her close to me, you know?
Oh, is this real? Can't tell. Bravo, what a good movie.
Might not seem appropriate, but Happy New Year, Robo.
Happy New Year.
Listen, Bruce,
Jesus, you Scottish, you're a fucking alcoholic.
Obviously, to withdraw your application for the promotion. Now is not the right time for you to meet the board. You see that, right?
Aye.
And you're back in uniform, Bruce. It is a demotion.
Of course, Bruce, I don't need to tell you that. Obviously, I was chuffed about the promotion.
Chuffed means excited and happy.
It has been a sweet experience for me. If you hadn't had the issues you've been having, well, I'm sure you would have walked it. I suppose everybody feels like this when they actually get a promotion. You know how best to work with old mates and all that. Your methods are mine. And stuff. That's finito now. You understand that, people? No hard feelings, eh? No hard feelings, Bill. Same rules apply. Oh, by the way.
You want me?
Saw your wee specky mate Blazy down the lodge. The old phantom phone caller, eh?
Jesus. What a small country.
It's only 5 million people there. Oh, she's with a black.
She is.
Oh, race mixing. Got him fucking bottle. Race mixing! No!
Stay safe.
That nigga's stealing your daughter!
Mary here. Sorry, I know it's probably none of my business, but... Look, I was just thinking that maybe me and Ewan could pop round on our way to the park.
Why would you bring your son to someone like that? What a bad manner. Someone like this. Like, when you see someone who's an absolute fucking disaster in public, what you don't want to do is bring your son to their house. I thought she was going to say, like, oh, I can recommend a good therapist or something, but no. Do you want to hang around my son, you obvious fucking druggy alcoholic piece of shit?
It's the difference between a movie and a TV show. It's like... Movies are just like, oh, fuck, sure, they fall in love or whatever. And TV shows, it's like, oh, he'll go be miserable for, like, 2 seasons, and when you don't see it coming, they'll get back together.
Yeah. You have to... draw things out and then have some epic twist, but in movies just like, ah, everything's right in the end.
First things first.
Your house is fucking tacky with all those dead animals.
Soft. Truth is, people are just as scared of the world as you are. I'm scared of the world. Just don't let people see it, that's all.
Uh-oh.
And that's what the games are. Kid you not, my sweet, sweet friend.
Hopefully wanks one last time before he hangs himself.
Exactly, he likes being choked.
Sometimes it takes a wrongdoer to show you when you're doing wrong. I'm sorry, Bloodsy. Really sorry, Paul.
With a name like Blades, you should be a fucking badass. I thought he was going to admit that it was him that... Or did he? Like, he's out of prison now. I thought.
Yeah.
I guess like a prank call isn't much to charge someone on. I thought he was gonna admit, oh, it was me that set you up. Sorry, but no. Then the scarf snaps because you can't fucking hang yourself in a fucking wood.
He's not really gonna hang himself, is he?
Yep. Oh fuck, no. Aliens! Hey, Lamasa!
Hey, the mail!
I really is under the skin.
Same rules apply.
Apply, you can hang yourself with fucking wool. It's a shame he wasn't wanking and then says to his family, well, I come in, and then as he comes, he hangs himself in front of him.
Sheep.
This is Scottish heaven. Everyone's a sheep. What were the rules in the first place?
I don't know.
Why did someone kill himself?
I don't know, but that movie was really good.
Yeah, I liked it. Cartoon is offensive to Muslims because that's pigs and it's just holy band and bread. Legalized chunking. Snorting some come up. Most accurate depiction of police officers I've ever seen. Bravo.
Well, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Better than I expected. I thought it was just me. I don't know, I just saw the GIFs and I was like, I had no idea what I was expecting.
So, what was like, I saw a webm of the photocopier scene.
Oh, the choking.
Oh, good. I'm glad someone made a webm of that. I also saw like a vertical screen capture where he's watching the porn and the black guy comes on and he gets angry. I've seen that in Paul.
Hmm? Oh.
Yeah. Your face went race mixers.
God. That was an interesting ending. I didn't really expect that.
Hmm.
I guess I should have.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, you get too used to watching TV shows where, like, the ending is, like, whatever is going to make the fans hate them less, almost. Like,
yeah.
That obviously, like, you can tell the ending's changing throughout, and, like, it's depending on which cast members want to stay for the end and which are going to leave, and if they know it's going to end, if they know it's going to get cancelled, but in movies, they can actually keep the theme through. And the theme was being edgy.
Well, that was pretty good. Who is the director?
Let me look it up on Wikipedia. Directed by John S. Baird. Never heard of him.
He doesn't even have a Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
It's based off a book? 400 pages for that? That was nothing to even talk about.
It was number one in Scotland. Everyone knows it was 100% culturally accurate. Do you know what the number one film in Scotland is? I'll let you guess.
Right now?
Of all time.
Oh, Trainspotting.
No, it's Braveheart.
Oh, yeah. Trainspotting number 2.
I might be, I don't know.
Have you not seen Trainspotting?
Nope.
Oh my god, dude, it's so fucking good.
Is it imagine that it's like similar to this, or is it?
Yeah.
It's be like dropped out people going on insane adventures and meeting weird people, and eventually that will get serious when they lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Which seems to that's like the Scottish experience summed up. People taking too much drugs and losing their minds.
It's like exactly what it was. But it's really good. I like, I mean, it's better than that movie we just watched. At least I think so.
How old is it? I'm like scared to watch old movies.
Oh god, Trade's fine. 1996.
Wow, that's an old movie. I only watch movies that were made in the last year.
Doesn't feel that old though. Hey! Guess what? It is a film based on the novel made by Irving Welsh.
Who's that?
Irving Welsh wrote Filth. Wrote the book Filth that we just watched.
Oh, and he did the novel. Oh, Trainspotting. Right. I guess he understands what it is to be Scottish.
Yeah.
Drink a lot, smoke a lot, take a lot of drugs, and get your life ruined.